Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. Today I'm speaking with Bill Cohen. He is a reporter at the Ohio Statehouse News Bureau. Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
This week, Republican State Senator Shannon Jones from Springboro introduced a bill, that's Senate Bill 5, that weakens current collective bargaining laws. Bill, when it comes to collective bargaining, what exactly are we talking about?
Well, we're talking about the 1983 law that Democrats pushed through when they controlled all of state government. And it basically says that government workers do have a right to form unions and associations and then have actual power to bargain and negotiate with cities and state government about wages and fringe benefits. So it actually gives them real power. And Republicans who've just taken control of the legislature and the governor's office say unions have had too much power during that time, and they're trying to scale it back.
What are the major proposals of Senate Bill 5?
Well, the really big one is that on the state level, for state government workers, there'd be no collective bargaining at all. The state wouldn't have to negotiate with workers. It would simply say, here's what the pay is, here's what the benefits are. You want the job, fine. If you don't take it. On the local level and with teachers, collective bargaining would continue, but the unions would have a lot less power. One example of that, there would no longer be binding arbitration. That's what happens currently when you have the two sides, they have an impasse, and since they can't agree, it goes to an arbitrator, and the arbitrator hears both sides and then not just makes a recommendation, but says, this is the final agreement. This is what you're going to have to agree on. In other words, it's an actual decision, not a recommendation. And backers of this bill say that's been bad for cities, that the unions and the workers have gotten too much power there, and that cities have felt, to avoid binding arbitration, they've had to kind of give away the store very early in the negotiations. There'd be a lot of other changes, too, but the bottom line is that unions and workers would have less power at the bargaining table. And that's one reason why there were several hundred workers here at the State House this past week when there was just the very first hearing on this bill, an unveiling of the bill. And they were very angry. They were firefighters. They were prison guards. They were police officials. They were very upset.
If Senate Bill 5 passes, what impact will it have on the upcoming state budget?
Well, even the sponsor of the bill, Shannon Jones, said it probably wouldn't save a lot of money in the upcoming state budget because a lot of this is going to be phased in and current contracts have to expire before some of these elements kick in. But she made it very clear in future state budgets, after this next two-year state budget takes effect, she would expect, yes, some substantial savings for both the state and for cities and school boards.
And now backers of the bill are saying that this is going to save taxpayer dollars by working on the balance between management and labor unions. And critics are saying this is basically an attack on labor unions.
That's right. And the critics say, government workers aren't overpaid. Again, backers of the bill are kind of hinting that they are these days, especially when you combine fringe benefits and pay together. But this week, just to try to make their point, some of the groups that support the workers and the unions, they came out with their own study. They had a Rutgers University professor, Jeffrey Keefe, who said he studied the wages and the fringe benefits. And here was his conclusion about government workers here.
Public sector workers do get better benefits. The bottom line, though, is that they pay for it in lower wages.
So his conclusion was, in general, the pay is pretty much right on target for public workers right now.
So where does Governor Kasich stand on Senate Bill 5?
Governor Kasich loves the thrust of this proposal. He may have a few minor disagreements with some of the provisions, but he likes the thrust. He's been saying all along he thinks that overall some government workers are overpaid, especially when you consider the fringe benefits. And that he wants to give more power to management instead of labor in these disputes. So he's cheering from the sidelines.
What's the next step for Senate Bill 5?
Well, a lot more committee hearings right now. There are Senate committee hearings going on. And we're going to hear, I'm sure, proponents and opponents in the weeks ahead. I would expect things to get very tense here. They were already very tense when those several hundred workers jammed the committee hearing room to overflowing this week. And I'd expect more of that. You might expect rallies at the State House, letter writing campaigns, emails, angry phone calls. And both sides are very committed to their point of view. Since Republicans really want these changes pushed through, I would expect them to be passed in the next few months. They're not going to wait for the whole two-year session to be over. They want this proposal passed now.
I've been speaking with Bill Cohen. He's a reporter at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks so much for being here.
I enjoyed it.
You're listening to 91.3 WYSO.